What I really want everybody in here to know, and I want you to tell the person beside you, whatever seemed impossible to you, tell this to the person beside you. Tell them, I want you to think about it. But whatever seems impossible to you, that's just what God want to do for you. To sit here and listen to Sister Syria say they took her heart out of her body, placed it on the table, did some things to her heart, put it back in her, and she could hardly breathe. And to see her in here today, praising God while some of us watch, you ought to throw your hands up and give God a real praise. I dare you to say, come up in me. Say, it could have been me. Then touch somebody else and tell them, son, how that I've been through, I got a right to praise him too. Tell them, it's my right to give God praise. It is the right of every believer to give God praise. I told you last Sunday, hello, and we look at people that look at them real, real funny, but tell the person beside you, you really don't look like what you've been through. Come here, tell them, say, you dressed it up, you fixed it up, you put a smile on your face, you got a dance in your feet, but the people really know what you were going through. That's why sometimes I let people run. They do all kinds of crazy stuff up in here. But tell the person beside you, if you've been through what I've been through, you do what I do. Amen. But this morning during the 8 o'clock service, the Lord shared with me a word. And contrary to popular people's belief, amen, God knows exactly what he's doing. Amen. It's very, very important for us to know that God knows exactly what he's doing. I want you to know this too. Amen. The instructions you follow determines the future you create. Most of us don't know how to follow instructions, but the instructions you follow determines the future you create. If God said he's going to do something, God is going to do it. Now, I don't have to really be prophetic, because if you really understand the way God set the calendar up, and if you really set the time, I'm here to tell you, whatever you think is impossible is what God wants to do for you. The very impossible situation you do that you're going through is what God wants to do for you. I don't care who you are. There are those of us that struggle. One of the biggest struggles in life is our wills against what God wants. Come on, somebody, because sometimes we just don't feel like taking it no more. Come on, y'all. Anybody here beside me say, Lord, I just don't feel like taking another minute in what I've been through. But you got to get to the place you said, but nevertheless, not as I will, but thy will be done. In the moment that you say that, you bow down to a contrary belief and you allow God to come in. And when God come in, you'll find yourself doing the impossible. There are some of you that's making it right now and don't even know how you're making it. But you ought to throw your hand up and tell, had it not been for the Lord who is on my side. Come on, and somebody else ought to say, in spite of me, God. Anybody know what I'm talking about? You ought to throw your hands up and say, in spite of me, God's been good to me. Are you with me? Amen. It's very, very. And tell somebody else, don't go by what you see, because everything look like gold ain't gold. Hello? Tell them to trust in the Lord and lean not to your own understanding. Tell them, say, stop trying to figure stuff out. Knowledge without understanding make you a fool. and a fool have said in his heart, there is no God. And I come to tell you, stuff about God just don't make sense. It just don't make sense how God makes way out of no way. Somebody throw your hands up and tell, how can you figure out how you will figure out how God does do it? And what God does is nonsense. You didn't hear what I said. Tell somebody what God does is nonsense. Nonsense means no sense whatsoever. You can't see it. You can't figure it out. You can't think it out. Because my thoughts are not his thoughts. And my ways are not his ways. Hello, somebody. You can't shout it out. You got to trust in the Lord. And don't try to figure it out. Tell the person beside you, stop trying to figure it out. And God will let him out. I don't know how that came out. Says, stop trying to figure it out, and God will let him out. It tells you, and your praise will cut his time short. I don't know who I'm talking to, but I dare you to give God another praise. Okay? If you won't praise him for that, praise him for this. Praise makes the jailhouse doors come open. Tell somebody, praise makes the jailhouse doors come open. I don't care what you're bound by. I don't care what you're bound for. Praise will make God shake the foundation of the whole jail and make the whole jailhouse rock to let one person out. I dare somebody say, yet will I praise him. I dare you to say, yet will I praise him. I dare you to tell the devil, I'm going to praise God till he get out. Oh, it's on, it's on, it's on. You better get ready for an early release. Listen. Do you know who you are? Do you know who you are? Do you know who you are? I want to ask you again, do you know who you are? Because some of us don't know who we are. Because if you knew who you were and you do what you're supposed to do, praise God, and you say, I am a Judite, praise will make you praise God till your hand go around the enemy's throat. And thou art Judah, and thy hand is around the enemy's throat. Tell somebody, you praise God till the devil have to cough up what he's holding. I don't know who I'm talking to, but if you just shout and praise God one more time, your healing will come quicker. If you shout and praise him one more time, your finance will come quicker. If you shout him and praise God one more time, your mind will come back. If you shout him and give God one more praise. Understand that every problem in your life is the wisdom problem. And if you believe, this will change your focus. Wisdom is the scriptural solution to the problem that you have right now. Because Jesus declared, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Now, everybody that's in here today, I'm here to tell you, I don't care how bad things have been. You're in a set place today for a manifestation of the blessing of God. Tell somebody, if pastor ain't blessed, I'm blessed. And if you know you're blessed, tell the person beside you, you're going to be blessed by association. When you hear about my miracle, you're going to see what God's getting ready to do for you. Because what God's done for me, he'll do for you. Tell somebody, it is my secret. What God will do. What he's done for us. Tell somebody what he's done for us. He'll do for you. Let's look at the text. Let's look at the text. Because everybody's going to be blessed today. This text includes the young as well as the old. Hello. One of the movies that I saw, let me say that God's going to bless you. I don't know what it is. You got to help me, Dr. Curtis. But God's going to bless you from the rooter to the tooter. I don't know what that is. But that just sounds like something good. Tell somebody from the rooter. I don't know. That's something way down in to the tutor. That must be something that's going to come out. But hello, tell somebody, but God's getting ready to bless you just like that. And while I'm saying that, I may as well tell y'all, I want you to pray for Jay and Pooh because they're getting ready to get married. Come on. From the rooter. Now listen. I want to help y'all. I want to help y'all. Because this is in the text too. This is in the text too. This is in the text too. I dare you to praise God for him like you want to be married. Anybody that want to be married, you better praise God with him. Because if you're a hater, you can never be a congratulator. Congratulations will make you get congratulated. So you got to show some congratulations. Hello, wishing it was you ain't gonna do no good. Ain't gonna do no good. It ain't gonna do no good. I wish that was me. It don't happen like that. It doesn't happen. But I dare you to praise God for what God's gonna do for them. That's how you get it back. That's how you get it back. Don't be no hater. Tell somebody, don't be no hater. If you really want to do something, go sit on the road where they ain't sitting on. It's a hot road. Some of y'all laughing, you need to set your hot pies right there too. Hello? Hello? Hey man, listen. Hold up. Don't. Listen. Don't get too carried away. Because when you do get connected, you get connected forever. Till death. Not till anger. Not till disagreement. Not till incompatibility. Hello? To delight in the duty of the other. Whatever make her satisfied. That means to get rid of your selfish ways. You get married to be selfless. Y'all have got quiet up here to help her in housework, to help her clean, to pick up behind yourself. To open the door, to cut the trash, to watch the baby that you made, to get up at night, to let her sleep, to plight thee my troth in every duty, to do what make her feel good. You sure you want to do this? To give some love and not look for nothing. concerned about her happiness. Hello? To talk over what we're going to do. How much money we can spend. Hello? And somebody asked in class, hey, when we get married, if I had this and they had that, when we get married, what is it? I said, when you get married, you ain't got nothing no more. It's hers. All of it's one. Ain't none yours and ain't none hers. It's ours. And we talk to each other about what we're going to spend. And if you don't want that, then you don't want to get married. Hello? Y'all still clapping? Come on, let's clap. Ain't no kings around here without queens. Tell somebody it's king and queen. And we live up to our responsibilities. But listen, look at this text quickly. And I want to do it as quickly as I can. I'm always getting in trouble when I do it, but it's okay. Luke 1, and I promise you, I'll just read it. 26. Through 26, starting 126. Y'all, you read what? In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin exposed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou highly favored, the Lord is with you. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying. Look, Mary got upset and troubled with the angel. Did you hear what I said? Mary got upset and got troubled with the angel. Be careful how you entertain angels, because some have entertained strangers unaware. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. I don't have time. But when sometimes God can show up to bring us a message and we make up in our minds what God wants to say. And we make up in our minds what we want to accept concerning God's will. Are you hear what I'm saying? But I come to tell you, get ready for a theophany. Get ready for God to show up with an angel that's going to bring you a message. And God will never send an angel to bring you a message that you can't handle. Fuller, what I'm trying to tell you is that when God shows up and he sends the angel, the impossible is getting ready to be possible. And in this text, God just don't do one thing. He does another to prove to who he is. I tell y'all, I'm a bad Negro with this Bible. When God opened it up and showed me stuff, I see stuff so clearly, it blow my mind. And can't nobody show you stuff like this but God. Early in the morning, when you get by yourself and start wrestling with God, God will let you know he got more for you than you think he's got. I dare you to tell the person beside you, God's got more for you than you think he's got. Don't you limit yourself to what God can do. Hello, somebody, when God tell you he's going to do something, you watch God bring it to pass, because he's God all by himself. All he wants you to do is believe him. If you believe him, you're going to see the manifestation of things that you've never seen before. You won't be able to explain it. Hello, somebody. Are you hear what I'm saying? You can just proclaim it, and you can watch what God do. If you can't explain it, then it's got to be. Tell somebody, then it's got to be God. So watch what God does in this situation. Watch him, watch it, watch it. Watch what God does in this situation. And he says to her, and the angel came and said to her, "Hail, thou highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women." And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind, what kind of greeting is this? And the angel said to her, look, y'all, the angel saw that Mary got scared and said, "Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great," underline great. "He shall be called the Son of the Highest," underline Son of the High. "And the Lord shall give unto him the throne of his father David." In other words, she was saying to him, and he's going to be king. "And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end." Then said Mary unto the angel, "How shall this be, seeing I know not a man?" Now here's Mary saying to the angel that comes to her and tell her, "You're highly favored. You're not like any other woman." She's disputing to him that she's like every other woman. So she puts herself with every other woman in creation and said, "How can this be? I never knew a man." I come to tell you what God is getting ready to do for you. It's impossible to you, but it's not impossible to God. Hello, somebody. Tell somebody, get your possibilities together. I dare you to say, "I'm going to be the first in this." I don't know who I'm talking about. Somebody missed this. Say, "I'm going to be the first in this." Tell us, open your mouth and say, "God's going to do this for me. If it doesn't for nobody else, I may not have never seen it before, but I believe God can." How many believe God can? Oh, it's easier for you to say you do. But if you really do, just say, "I believe God can do anything." Say anything. Say anything. Anything. Then he asked the question, "Is there anything too hard for God? Is there anything? Anything? Anything?" Anything means your thing is included with the other thing. Hello, tell the person beside you, "I don't know what your thing is." If it's financial, God can do. If it's physical, God can do. If it's mental, God can do. If it's never been done before, God can create. Tell somebody, he is a creator. And there's nothing too hard for God. So just look at the text. Look at the text. And I'm almost done. Look at the text. Look at the text. What verse did I stop at? 31. 35. And the angel answered, look. Let's answer the question. How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? How can I be pregnant? Look, and then he tells her how. And the angel answered, "You ask," tell the person beside you, "if you ask God anything, he'll give you the answer." The angel answered and said unto her, "The Holy Ghost shall come upon you." Tell the person beside you, "The Holy Ghost is going to come upon you. And the power of the Highest shall overshadow you. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she also shall conceive a son. Tell somebody, God said you got a cousin that he's getting ready to bless too. You got a cousin that he's getting ready to save. Hello? Tell somebody you got a family member that God said he's getting ready to take care of. It's not just going to be one. It's going to be two. Hey, yo, but let's look at how messed up the cousin was. Now he began to tell her about her cousin. He said, behold, thy cousin Elizabeth shall also conceive a son in her old age. Tell somebody, God has not forgotten about you. Well, you need to know that when God decides he wants to bring forth, there ain't nobody in here bearing. Hello? Nobody in here bearing. He said, I want to show you what I'll do without a seed, and then I'm going to show you what I can do with a seed. Hello, she's past the age of a man being able to do this for her. So I'm going to fix her home, but at the same time, I'll fix yours. I don't know whether y'all see what I'm telling you now, but there's some blessings you're going to get because you came to church with somebody. There's some blessings you're going to get because of who you've been associated with. God's going to bless you just because you're hanging with somebody blessed. Put your hands together and say, God's going to do it. Just for your cousin. Now here's a virgin. And here's an old barren woman. Oh, y'all ain't got to help me preach. Or touch a person beside you and tell them, I don't know whether you're beyond your barren days or not. But God's getting ready to do the impossible for you. You're getting ready to bring forth fruit. Co-heads will tell them, so all those folks that have been laughing at us on the front row gonna miss their blessing while we get asked. That's for the old ladies on the front row. Come on, put your hands on them together and give them God. Because y'all gonna bear fruit. They gonna want fruit, but they too cute to get fruit because they looking at the root. But I told you God was gonna bless from the root up to the tuber. Somebody put your hand together and say yes. So God takes the virgin and takes the barren woman and do the same thing. Hello, somebody. When she heard Mary's testimony, the same Holy Ghost that overshadowed her overshadowed Elizabeth. Tell the person beside you, get ready. You already got the suit in you. You just need a praise to go with it. Somebody give God praise because you're about to break